Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And I'm Baby Tony.
It's Bubba Campino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Thank you, sire. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
Fucking, we got Europe this week, this summer?
The Euros?
Euros, yeah. In Berlin. I don't know if it's this summer or...
Well, it better be. Because if the World Cup's in 26, the Euros should be in 24, correct?
Oh. You know what I also did?
Are they this summer?
Yes, they are.
Croatians are descending on Germany in record numbers.
Copa America is in the United States this summer as well. That's I did cool. not know that USA is in the same group as...
Estados de America?
As Uruguay.
Ooh.
Yes.
A hole.
Yes. The final is in Miami.
Wow.
Does Uruguay still have old buddy?
Luis?
Luis, of course, but...
Angel Di Maria?
Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
The guy, remember, FIFA was that?
The Flow?
Diego is his first name, I believe. His last name escapes me.
Not Simeone.
No.
Forlan? Diego
yes.
Forlan.
Yes, yes.
I thought you were thinking of Cavani.
And
I
thought Cavani as well.
Angel Di Maria.
Oh, yes. Di Maria, Argentinian.
Yes, yes. What did we, who were we talking about?
Uruguay.
Both Cavani and Forlan are
same legends. Colors.
Yeah,
same colors.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedules today.
Nice. Yeah. Otter, how are we?
Pretty good. I didn't know one player that you guys just named.
Well, you didn't play fucking FIFA.
Yeah, 06, you were a wee lad while we were playing that version of FIFA.
FIFA 06, the World Cup edition, was unbelievable.
Just FIFA 06, so you know. What'd you play that on, PS2?
It was like FIFA 10.
I'll tell you what, the best FIFA of all time, and this is not up for debate, this is a statement. FIFA 2001, there was one player who wore white boots. And he had a left peg like no other.
On N64?
I think
PlayStation 1.
Okay. I think 99 still play indoor.
Yes,
dude, there's FIFA 99?
Holy yes, brother. Dude. FIFA 99 was incredible. It did have indoor. It was for PC.
Bro,
it was
I didn't know EA. Was it EA Sports?
Yes. Yeah. And then are you guys too young for FIFA Street?
NFL Street. I don't know.
I'm privy to
the NBA.
FIFA Street was
cool. The original FIFA Street was unbelievable because everyone missed indoor from FIFA 99. So when they brought FIFA Street out, it was like, okay, we got indoor back.
06, I think, was my favorite.
Do you remember Rivaldo?
World Cup edition.
Rivaldo being the only player to have white boots.
All I know is fucking you couldn't stop Ruud van Nistelrooy.
He was good.
If you asked
Rivaldo's
me
the first
year of FIFA, I probably would have told you 2008, maybe.
Come on, Bruce.
Not a bad one.
Rivaldo had the ball literally stuck to his foot. So he would dribble and his foot would be here, but the ball would be stuck to it out here and he couldn't get it.
Please turn on that microphone.
You're in the middle of something. I apologize. You can finish your thought. I will wait until the next.
We were just discussing which FIFA
being the
that
best
year
FIFA.
Was the best year. And I said it was 06 with Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Ruud van Nistelrooy was a dog.
Rivaldo 2001, only guy with white cleats. Phenomenal.
What's going on, brother?
Who brought the Girl Scout cookies in here?
Not me.
I did.
Who was it?
That was Mitt? Me.
Savage.
Yeah, that was Christ, me.
We just had we opened all of them.
Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're
those
for.
Those are being I can't hear you right now, Mitt, but they are being fucking demolished right now.
You did open the correct box first.
The peanut butter ones.
The tagalongs.
Tagalongs.
There was a caramel chocolate chip cookie in a bag that is refillable.
Yeah, I opened that up today. I didn't love those ones. What? Did you enjoy it?
Ty's really in love. I didn't mind. My favorite thing about it was resealable.
Yeah.
The big issue with Girl Scout cookies, and they've got to figure it out, they've made billions of dollars, is the packaging is crap.
Crap.
It's like, you forced me to eat the entire fucking thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's very good. They had a resealable bag on those caramel chocolate chip cookies. They have a French toast with icing one.
I haven't seen that one.
Me neither. Mitt, like, new. Where did you find these at? This is...
So my cousin is a... like, her daughter is a Girl Scout and big fan of the show and just sent a bunch of cookies and... I wanted a bunch, so I got a bunch at my house, and then they just sent like extra full box, basically. Oh,
they're all gone.
That's what they're for.
All about to be gone.
He's got Girl Scouts in the family. He's set for life.
Yeah, what do you mean? That's what they're for.
He sees it as a good time.
Yeah, I've been a tag along guy. I thought Bill ordered a bunch too, or made us order a bunch.
Yeah, well, we all thought it was Bill. We go, oh, Bill, thanks for these. He goes, that is not me.
No, we
did. And Foxy had a full. You said yesterday these are you. And
the Samoas are like a month old. Just to flag that one.
Samoa. Nobody eats Samoas because nobody eats coconut.
What are Samoas?
They're the coconut ones.
Coconut ones. But those are like over a month old.
Bruce is saying he brought in Samoas about a month ago. So just a warning, those ones are a little old.
Yeah, but Girl Scout.
No one's eating
Samoas. Suck, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat Samoas.
No.
No,
I bought six tagalong boxes from Girl Scout.
Bingo.
On the sidewalk.
Tagalong's the only way to go.
Hamilton County area.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
A whole box, one sitting.
Yeah.
There were $6 a box. Like, how many you have?
What are we talking about here?
It's like the whole fucking thing.
Give me all your take the law.
They need better packaging. I can't take the packages. I'm about done with
There's, as far as cookie packaging goes, you know, if you think about the Oreo and the Chips Ahoy, they're all kind of slacking.
No. What is Oreo's that? Figured it out.
Well, they have the resealable flap, but it took them a long time.
But they have the answer.
Sure.
So
what did that scumbag do? What
Foxy said something's good. What'd you say, Foxy?
No.
Yeah, Foxy has terrible taste, though. How about that French toast with icing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thai is just been. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, he's got a fresh lid. He shit his pants already today.
Doing that on purpose.
Dude.
But the way he was eating this morning, it did appear like this guy's trying to shit his pants.
Here it comes.
Yep, I've been clogged up.
Here it comes. Need to do it. On the hop.
Is that the French toast one?
Can you bring me one? Toss me once.
Big fucking.
They're big cookies.
Here.
I'll bring the whole thing.
I'll bring the whole thing.
Bring a couple in.
A fairly large cookie, which I don't know.
Is Connor wearing a left leg sleeve?
Girl Scout way.
Is Connor wearing a left leg sleeve?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Munchies back there. No, I should have known.
But one side he's
lifting. Oh, okay.
This tastes exactly like French toast, though. It really does.
I didn't know if he thought he was Angel Reese or something.
Scott's got to figure it out. No, he was about to work out. He came out with a...
Is he doing orange?
You want one?
Is he doing, yeah, I do.
You want one?
Yep. No,
you're not a picky guy. Thank you, brother. I know you want one.
Maybe one of those.
Does Mr. Munchies want one?
It's got fucking 10 boxes.
Maybe one of the brownie ones, too.
The brownie ones stink.
They're gone. Oh, they're not.
Adventurefuls fucking stink.
I didn't hate
Whoa, I thought those ones were good.
It's not great, but.
So dry.
Yeah, very dry.
So dry.
So dry. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Don't say Thin Mint.
No. Those stink too. I am a Caramel Delights guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Respect.
Love a little sprinkle of coconut.
Yeah, respect.
Caramel. I'll get you one.
Okay, thank you. All right, now that we've covered Girl Scout cookies.
We've covered
I think FIFA. That's good luck. God bless.
Hammer down.
We've covered it all here.
I thought I got skunked last night. I was wrong. Utah covered easily.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Wiz.
Yeah.
I too thought I kind of got skunked.
I got skunked on the ice because you do crack in Calgary.
I tried to warn you.
You tried to tell me that. And also, you don't go against the Bruins. You don't go against the Bruins in Toronto. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that was a mistake. And then the Lakers did take care of business against.
Yeah, that kind of felt like a state line.
That was my night. What happened? Did you just.
It's a camera cutting masterclass.
Bruce's Rangers kind of fucked us too.
Thank you, sir.
I'm pretty good. No, it's pretty good.
I can't eat. I have a gin in my mouth.
It's pretty good.
Told you, it tastes like French toast.
It's pretty good.
Bruce, are you worried about your Rangers come playoff time?
You shut that door.
Yeah, they'll certainly lose probably in embarrassing fashion against like the Devils, if I had to guess.
I would be almost concerned about like if you play the Red Wings in the first round.
Yes, I am concerned. They have shown not much grit, not much mono, not much pizzazz.
The guy's pissed.
Outside of Matt Rempe.
Then where are the bets?
What?
Where are the bets? This is a betting show.
Okay. Yeah, people do kind of just clamor for action.
Whatever, dude. Fuck.
Hey,
They're coming down the chute.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go NBA.
Oh, let me open up my phone.
Is Brunson out, Bruce?
Brunson is questionable last I saw, but he is most likely, I would imagine.
I have a three.
You know what? You know what? I don't care.
Boom.
I like the Knicks money line at home against the Hawks.
Me too. It is a crucial tilt. And the lads stepped up big time when Brunson went down. Hopefully, Deuce McBride and the lads can keep that same energy. It's also a massive opportunity for Deuce McBride just to flat out start and play 45 minutes tonight.
Here we go, Deuce.
Bruce is going to tell me that this is not worth the walk to the window.
Is it Celtics and Suns?
No.
Okay.
Suns against the Nuggets?
Or Celtics and Nuggets, sorry.
No. It's the it is the Celtics.
Yeah.
Which is the leg that scares me. And then I have Orlando moneyline.
Donovan Mitchell's out.
And I have Miami moneyline.
Okay. I have a moneyline parlay, Celtics and Nuggets.
So my
minus 140.
My three teamers, even money. Orlando, Boston, Miami.
Okay. I also
tell me, Bruce. Tell me it's not worth
it. No, I'm not walking to the window for the money line parlay, but I will just straight up lay it with the Celtics. I think they should blow out a Donovan Mitchell-less Cavaliers team, which is kind of packing it in.
You know who I'm also going to take tonight?
Who?
I like the Sixers money line at the Nets.
I leaned that way.
I think they're playing decent ball now without him. Way. They've been without Embiid for a little bit. They're starting to figure it out.
Maxi got put with a concussion that dropped that line. That line was at like -3.
What's it at now?
I think they're dogs now. It's at like 1.5. I don't know which way.
Well, I would say I'm out, but I've already placed the wager. So I am in on the, I'm dying with the Sixers money line. They are +1.5 now. I don't hate the Spurs catching 7.5.
They've been a bit of a feisty problem.
The problem is Houston is an absolute fortress.
It is.
Like, not many teams going in there and winning. So if it was in San Antonio, I would be more inclined.
I will say Wemby will affect their guy Sengun.
Yes, he will.
And probably make him a little bit less of a factor than usual.
I know Mitt probably has a play on this game. I'm curious if anybody else, their thoughts. I really didn't know what to do. What do we think about the Pacers +4.5 at Dallas?
Okay, so I like the Pacers going in Dallas.
Okay.
But I haven't been really hot on the Pacers. Both these teams are really needing to win. Both of them are like...
Both of them don't play defense.
Yeah, so like the over-under is probably what?
246.5.
Okay. Yeah, my lean stems from where like if the Mavs lose at home to the Pacers tonight after losing to them by 22, what was it, like 3 days ago, 4 days ago? Their season's probably pretty much over, so you got to get up and
hold. They're still eighth in the West.
See, like, I think these two teams are pretty evenly
matched. It's a bit of a dogfight at the bottom of the Western Conference to get in here. Lakers playing good ball right now.
Yeah, they are. The Mavs can't, you know, lose 4 or 5 and then make it 5 or 6 tonight.
We have some interesting matchups in the playoffs, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, we do.
NBA playoffs are...
good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
The only thing I really liked was I love Denver. Denver -9.5 against Phoenix.
That looks good
number, but I mean, Phoenix hasn't covered against Denver one time this year. They've been getting blown out by them, so I really liked that. I'm gonna stick with the Knicks. I backed off the 76ers because of the Maxi concussion, but I'm looking at just playing it honestly straight up again because fuck it.
Because fuck it.
I mean, they're a 10-win better team. Like, they have 10 more fucking wins.
Yeah,
because fuck it.
Fuck it.
Nick, you look good today.
Thanks, buddy.
How you doing?
Just trying to look as good as you.
Thank you.
Stuff to do.
Good luck. I looked like shit on the ice last night, okay?
That'll happen.
We're going to bounce back tonight.
That'll happen.
Colorado covered that 2.5, though. That was
yeah, they did. Pretty easily. Let's take a trip around the NHL.
Let's do it. A couple of interesting matchups.
Fired coach game.
Who fired?
Devils fired Lindy Ruff.
Yeah. Ooh. But this is I'm staying away from this.
So am I. Panthers on a back to back.
Panthers played last night, yes.
Yeah, but they are fucking good.
And they've won, what, 10 in a row?
And the Devils have been floundering. So maybe you're right. Maybe this is,
you know, fired Panthers coach game. You don't want to play with fired coach.
Panthers are so hot. They're due for a letdown.
Also,
but I'm not doing it.
I don't love the guy who stepped in for Lindy. Travis Green used to coach the Cougars.
Wow. He's no Barbecue Bruce.
Nobody is.
Nobody.
Nobody is.
No Rick Tockett.
Nobody does it better.
Yeah, I'm out on that as well.
Should the Pens be $2 favorites?
No.
No, but I understand why they are because Columbus is, they played last night and they've got fucking, who's in that? Jet? His name's Jet.
Jet Stedman.
Passing.
I wish it was Jet. Jet Greaves. Jet Greaves is a pretty sick name.
That is a sick name. One T on the Jet. Yeah. Sweet.
So again, staying away from this one. Because
the Grave Digger, the Jet.
Pens are getting ready to trade.
Yep. When you got Jet Greaves and Boone Jenner, you're in good shape.
Yeah. Bees are hosting the Oilers. Bees, big win last night against the Leafs. Now they are short dogs at home.
Yes.
Yeah. So fun fact here. Coilers, 4-game win streak, starting a 4-game road trip here, kick it off in Boston. McDavid, 11-game point streak, 26 points in those 11 games. Pretty good. Boston, we know, 5-4-5 since the All-Star break. You got the win last night, but now you've got McJesus, Dreisaitl, and the boys coming to town. I will take Edmonton here.
Bruins last night, Oilers tonight.
You said it last night.
Bruins at plus money. I'll say it again tonight. Bruins at home plus money. Give me the bees again.
Okay.
Give me the Coilers, baby.
Isles are 180 favorites at on the Isle.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Isles, and I don't mind laying the 180, especially if we just want to cook them into a parlay. It's really, I mean, St. Louis played last night. They got the win, but you know, tired legs. Isles Barnes, tough place to play.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Isles.
These next two games start.
They're rested. They haven't played since what, like Saturday, I think.
These next two start and end my money line parlay. It consists of the Nashville Predators at home against the Canadiens.
I'll take the Preds. I want them in 60 though.
Ooh. And I will money line parlay them with the Winnipeg Jets.
You're going into your Kraken back to back nights.
Well, the Kraken are on a back to back.
Holy shit! And
don't look now, but the Peg's hot. So,
9 of their last 11 for the Peg.
So I am going to Nashville and Winnipeg money line parlay, which is plus 135.
I'm with around you. The league who
I'm doing 60 minute.
Think the Peg are frauds.
You mean your friends in Canada who don't like the
Peg? No, actual players in the league.
Who?
You'd have to ask Ryan Whitney. He was the one who said it, not me.
Yeah, they did tease that. I mean, we know Gompy hates the Peg, even though
I know that's why I
took
said
Bones
it.
In and
we kicked the shit out of him the other
they
day.
They took Bones in and brought him back to life after Dallas just treated him like shit.
No, showed we him never the door. Did. We never did.
The Yotes are 260 favorites. Inlet.
I know there are lines and he's not on the ice the whole time and he's just a boy. But how are the Blackhawks this bad?
How did they
for get, everything you just said?
Yeah. How did they get Bedard in the first place?
If you remember, you might not remember this though, Bruce, when the Penguins first got Crosby.
What are you talking about? Generation X?
How does it not just get like how are they getting worse and worse and worse and worse?
It's their best. It's the ultimate team game, Bruce.
And they also had to get rid of Corey Perry.
Yeah.
And he's been lighting it up for
them. They have no goaltending. Their defense is ramshackle. And they have no depth.
If you do the Penguin route, you get the first pick with Sid, and you get the second pick with Gino, and you get the first pick with Flower. And
there you go. That's your team.
Gotcha.
Throw the Tang in the mix.
Yeah. Well, in 03, Flower. Then 04 was Gino. Mm-hmm. They should have. They actually had the worst record in the league that year. If the lottery wasn't instituted, they would have had Ovechkin instead of Gino, but they made it work pretty good. Then they get Crosby because of the lottery, and then they get Jordan Staal the following year with the...
Oh, yeah.
The night is dark before the dawn.
Yeah, it was a hell of a run. Like, you have to hit on all those picks. People forget that. They did. I understand it's one or two, but there's plenty of number one overalls and number two overalls.
Are we looking at hungry Sharks tonight at home?
Oh, that's got to be scary, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they took us to overtime in Dallas, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're stopped.
Yeah, I got nothing there. I want to know about the Cougars, Gumby. I want to know how you're feeling about the Cougars. Because I'm going to take them, but... Aki Wood is back since they fired their coach. They found some fire and they've played pretty well lately.
I'm going to take the Cougars as well. They have not been playing that great of late. Maybe that Pettersson deal has them figuring things out a bit. Hockey Wood beat them 5-1 in Vancouver last week. I'll be on the Cougars as well.
Had a bounce back there.
Okay.
The Kings being 31-19-10 after the schneid they went on is pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Unbelievable. It was the hot start, and then, boy, did they suck for about 3 weeks there.
Wonder what happened.
Well, you went to the game, and then they...
Nah, I shook Luke Robitaille's hand like you wouldn't believe, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Good luck, my friends.
Appreciate it. On to... Matt,
thank you for the cookies as well.
Thank you, Matt.
Kind of you.
Thanks, my cousin, Katie.
What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
What is your favorite?
Yep.
I'm a Thin Mints guy.
You son of a bitch. You stink.
Hell yeah, Team Thin.
Do you like mint ice cream too?
I fucking love mint ice cream.
I do like mint ice cream, but I'm not a big Thin Mint guy.
Did he have a...
They both suck.
His keys on like a janitor?
Nick?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's his new thing.
Maybe it's something he picked up.
He gave me from Pearl Harbor a bullet bottle opener that was confiscated at the airport.
Oh, it got confiscated?
No way.
So I've flown with it maybe six times.
Save it for tomorrow. Save it for tomorrow.
Okay. Did you tell him?
Save it for tomorrow.
It's fucked.
Have you told him?
Okay.
Tell him more. Have you told him?
What?
Have you told Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Say bebe.
Ooh. I'm getting gross in the say bebe tonight.
Go ahead, Bruce.
So I like Notre Dame, plus, I think you can probably get 60.
I've heard the calls for Micah Shrewsbury to be coach of the year.
Jeez. He's got him. He's got him. You know, hunkered down, playing a little bit better.
He got Penn State playing well, and now he's got Notre Dame playing well. Yeah, that's a good ball coach.
He knows how to fire the boys up, and I think it's a sleepy spot for UNC, even though they are at home. And then probably equally gross, Kansas State at Kansas. I'll take the points on Kansas State as well. So just basically give me the two big dogs on the big board.
Here we go. Here we go.
Lad, what do you got?
Favorite play of the night.
Ooh, favorite play of the night.
Been a favorite play of mine for quite some time.
POD?
Yes, for sure. I like Ole Miss catching points.
Ooh.
Speaking of good ball coaches.
Yeah.
Marshall Henderson.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss plus
not
points.
There.
I like Alabama plus 1.5 at Florida.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like Bowling Green plus 1.5 at Western Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I think Syracuse catching 9.5 at Clemson is too many. Mm-hmm. I like Toledo money line at Miami, Ohio.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Syracuse still running 2-3.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not as great away from home, though. That is a concern. Yeah. But 9.5 feels like a lot.
Carry dumps.
Maybe game of the night here. Nah, maybe not. Illinois, Purdue?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Every time I see Illinois, it's like they're a fraud.
Purdue.
I haven't watched them play once, but every clip I see of someone talking about them, it's like, hey, Illinois is a fraud.
Yeah. Everybody's on Purdue plus 1.5.
You're on the other side.
Putting down Illinois money line at home.
I like it.
Yep. I love Texas Tech money line at Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Central Michigan money line at NIU.
A lot of them actually.
San Diego State money line at UNLV. And finish me off with Mitts Nevada plus 5.5 at Boise State.
Yes!
Is that a back-to-back for the Wolfpack?
No, they really didn't. I know you didn't love Chomps today. Do you like Chomps tomorrow?
Chomps tomorrow. I do like Real Madrid on the money line.
Okay.
They're minus 170 against RB Leipzig. And I don't know why this is. There is a Europa League match tomorrow. I don't know why on Wednesday. It's always Thursday. But put me down for Atalanta, double chance versus Sporting Lisbon.
Okay. That's I was leaning that way too.
Yeah.
Anything else? We'll do golf tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know. Is there a tournament?
Hey, the Tour Junkies messaged me saying I said golf sucks.
Whoa.
I said golf sucks right now.
Yeah.
Which junkie was it? Now I'm starting to get confused because they started signing their tweets, which I haven't really seen.
Oh, we got before. The Arnie Palmer this weekend.
Oh, is it Arnie Palmer alert? I replied. They messaged me. I replied. I said,
huh?
Believe the Arnie Palmer's at the Copperhead.
Yeah.
I mean,
snake statue.
Golf's just not the same right now. I don't think anyone can. I don't think you can argue that.
Hideki was a taste of what we once were, but the Cognizant Classic. I was on JetBlue, so I had TV. I was trying to watch it. I'm like,
no one's ever watched the Cognizant Classic.
Is there no TVs on any planes anymore?
United flight that
I went
Hawaii.
I've been on Delta and American, neither.
I went Tampa to Atlanta, and this is a story for tomorrow, but I went Tampa to Atlanta an hour flat flight TVs. Then Atlanta to Indy, hour flat flight TVs. I was like, New York to Indy, never had a TV.
Yeah.
No, I flew and did not have any.
Yeah, I was straight to AZ both ways, nothing. Not that it matters. I mean, I got my phone, but. I was still watching fucking Inter Miami.
Yeah, and you got that crazy service up there.
Mate, you got any Google dolls or anything to send us out on? Or?
Actually,
won't you just step back from the...
Did not know that was a part of a song until yesterday.
Yeah, how would
you? You got Eagle Eye Cherry?
I don't know what that is either.
Save tonight.
What do you got for us today?
Fight the break of dawn.
Well, Tony, I got something for you.
Well, Tony, I got something for you. Tony. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. It's by Maya Angelou.
Well, never going to be successful.
Okay.
What?
Maya Angelou?
Hate myself.
Does Tony.
Jeez.
Don't be so negative, Tony. Easy. You love yourself, brother.
Take it easy.
You don't. Who will?
The way.
I implore you as we head into March Madness.
He implores us. Baylor?
Just watch some games tonight. maybe get your eyes on a couple games if you got a chance.
I'm going to watch the Knicks.
Are you speaking to me?
No, just in general. Like, if you're going to be, you know, wagering on March Madness, I would just, you know, there's some good games tonight. These are good games to gauge who some of these powerhouses are going into the tournament.
All right.
Sounds good matchups tonight before conference tourneys.
Sounds good. Yes. Good. We'll be back tomorrow.
Big day. We will.
Big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Done.